Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment. Thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our series, Religious Islamic Environment at Home. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we'll be focusing and looking at the role of in-laws, how they can assist to shape up that good Islamic environment at home. And insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, the focus on today's topic and discourse is if they can maintain a good relationship with the, whether it be a daughter-in-law, a son-in-law, or they themselves play their role as elders and as true standard bearers and elders of Islam, then insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, it will greatly help and assist to cultivate at home that true Islamic environment that actually you'd find most of elderly people in today's time so desire to see, and to see that the new generation that is coming up is a generation that is molded on the principles of Islam. So today we'll be focusing on their role as well, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. But before we do so, let us hear about the importance and significance of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned and stated to us that a person who sends one single Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is the reward of that particular person? Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive 10 of his or her sins. Subhanallah. So may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we are constantly sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In another narration, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has outlined the significance and paramount importance of having good intention, and that to ensure that our hearts and our minds and our soul all the time are focused and we maintain that total intention, that our intention is so pure and sincere that we are seeking the pleasure of Allah in every act of goodness that we do. So let us make good intentions. And what intention we should make in this particular regard is that our intention should be solely to seek the pleasure of Allah, and that we are making intention to that from this program our intention is to gain the knowledge of Islam, and that from this knowledge that we'll gain, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll try our utmost best, our level best, to ensure that we ourselves also spread this knowledge to others. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy for all of us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Aminu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before we go to understand what is the role of the in-laws in as far as shaping up in helping and assisting to put up a solid structure and foundation of good Islamic environment at home, especially for those children, our own children that are beginning to raise their own family, and is particularly the being a role in a role of a mother or father-in-law, what should be our role? How do we play ourselves ensure that we are accordingly doing the best we can in as far as our responsibility is concerned. So first and foremost, let us just try to understand the purpose of life. that food, shelter, occupation are all necessities in life, but the real purpose is the pleasure and the role that we as insan, as human beings have towards the fulfillment of the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. But you find, unfortunately, most of the time, people reverse this paradigm by making this life their purpose. So you find that, unfortunately, most people in today's time, people reverse this paradigm of that the what is the real purpose and essence of life. We reverse this paradigm by making this life our purpose, which is not the case. So the treasury of two truths and wisdom that is the Holy Quran is the nourishing lifeblood for humanity. Alright? The treasury of truth, all the truth, every haqq and wisdom that is the Holy Quran is the nourishing or the nourishment lifeblood for humanity. Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed this book so that humanity would come out of darkness. What? Because we are in darkness as we speak today's time. How many of elders seeing what's going around, all these sorts of evils that they have never ever in their time ever experienced, this culture that is out there, the way of life that our children are leading today. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed the Quran so that humanity would come out of darkness into light. And so whoever reads and applies it, it will be successful both in this life as well as in the hereafter. The Holy Quran has been revealed to polish mankind's heart and character. Allahu Akbar. And give him dignity. This man without the Quran, without the guidance of Quran, he has been taken out and he is like a person without dignity, without honor, so that he may become successful. So if this book, if this kitab of Allah is implemented throughout life, then Allah Azza wa Jalla's help and blessings will be showered upon the individual, and with Allah Azza wa Jalla's help, a person surely reaches his destination. That's what it's all about. So when we look at man's life, because we want each and every one of us, we are in ghaflat, we are in forgetfulness, we are drowned in errors, and we are heading towards only sea of destruction, and we're heading nowhere, we're going in circles. And as such, we need to begin to ponder and think and reflect, where are we going? Whether you are an elderly person, whether you are a young person, whether you are a father, whether you are a mother, whether you are a son, whether you are a daughter, all of us need time to reflect and begin to ponder and realize what is the purpose of life. Who do we belong to? Who is our master? Who is our guide? When we have lost even the true essence of following our guide, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us only one guide. That guide is the best of entire creation of Allah. He is the best of the creation of Allah. He is the best and perfect role model of all times. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, if we have to reach our destination, we can only reach if we go through the Quran and we go through the living example of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mankind's existence, if led according to the Holy Quran and following the living example, beautiful examples of our beloved master, our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is based on certain principles. The point we are bringing, the discuss is based on how to improve ourselves and improve ourselves by ensuring that we have a good religious Islamic environment. We need to understand where is our direction, what is the purpose in life. So a life without principles and rules is an animal's life and not a man's life. And such type of life, it only leads to major problems. And such type of life only leads to destruction and hostilities. And such of life is full of darkness. And although we might appear to be living in a modern day of technology, of advancement of man, but it tells us one important entity of life that is without the guidance of Allah, irrespective of what age of time you live in, irrespective of what technological advancement that we have come, we are experiencing today, irrespective of how advanced in knowledge and science you have become, if you have no, you have lost essence of who is your Rabb, who is your master, you yourself in every particle sphere of life, you will not find any direction. Hence, we are swimming in seas of problems and troubles. So mankind's best of creation, and consequently, his life has a certain status. Man did not enter this world by his will, and certainly will not live by his will. You did not come into this world, in this world by your own desire and will, and certainly you will not leave this dunya by your will and desire. Based on this, he is certainly has no right to spend his life according to his or her wishes and nafs, but he has to abide by the commandments of Allah, by the orders of Allah, obeying the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the role model and example set by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obeying Allah azza wa jalla's commands is the only guarantee of success in this life and the next. Without this life is but shame. So as today we focus on the role of in-laws, perhaps we have learnt a lesson and realized that ourselves, we have to understand and we have to again ponder and reflect that we are here for a purpose. We do not come up on our own will, neither are we going to leave this world on our own will. So as such, we who brought us here, it is Allah. We have to obey Allah and everything is to be followed as to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered and what Allah Azza wa Jalla wants. Now you look at ourselves, our homes are barefoot of guidance. Our homes are barefoot of the remembrance of Allah. Our homes are barefoot of the true teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How would we succeed in this life? How are we going to have true guidance? How are we going to be on the right direction when we ourselves have looked on the one on the other side and decided to ignore the true teachings of our deen, that perfect deen, that true deen that Allah Azza wa Jalla told us that there is no any other deen acceptable to Allah besides this deen. So let us look now today at the advices. Hazrat Allama Abu Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadiri Radawi Damat Barakatuh Mul Aliyah gives us with regard to the role that in-law should have. He says, for the daughter-in-law to adjust herself to the environment of her new house may well prove to be extremely difficult. It can be extremely difficult indeed, unless the mother-in-law holds her dear than even her own daughter. So without the mother-in-law accepting and welcoming the daughter-in-law, now she's coming into a new environment. She's coming to a new house. Without the mother-in-law accepting her, it will become extremely, extremely difficult. unless the mother-in-law holds her dearer than even her own daughter. So, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Fayda, he states, if sometime the mother-in-law rebukes her, the daughter-in-law should be tolerant, considering it as a rebuke of her own mother. So, if sometimes the daughter-in-law misbehaves, what is the role of a mother-in-law? The mother-in-law should forgive her, considering her as her own daughter. This is very, very important and critical. If we can, as elders ourselves, we can try and assist and help and do our duty and welcome that daughter that is coming to our house, that daughter-in-law, and we ourselves fulfill the right that is owed to others, especially the daughter-in-law, then you'll find that you are doing a great service. You're actually fostering a good environment that would yield great results in as far as actually ensuring that an offspring and another generation will come that will also be a offspring and generation that would have come out from home that is full of true love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Amir al-Sunnat writes, never blame the daughter-in-law for having a spell cast. You know, this is a big problem, a major issue. Now and then, often people hear that people are saying, my daughter-in-law sees such and such a person, sees such and such an evil person. She has cast a spell cast, or else domestic violence may erupt and the peace of the house may well come to an end. So actually, statements like this cause major destruction and hostility. They cause so much hostility at home and should never be uttered. And actually, love and affection should be fostered in order to ensure that home there is love and peace. So Amir al-Sunnat further mentions, Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid, it is not permissible to blame the daughter-in-law for having a spell cast without Shari'i proof, even if any amulet is found from the house. So even whatever it is, sometimes there is a test. Perhaps something comes up from somewhere, then an amulet or some form of something that can be understood to be a spell or some form of something that people would take for granted and say it's some evil that has been planted in the house. And as a result, the mother-in-law start accusing the daughter-in-law, Amir al-Sunnat, that should never be the case. Even if something is found without Shari'i reason, without Shari'i proof, that is to say without a proof based on Sharia, based on the teachings of Sharia, we are not allowed to label or to blame somebody for something that they haven't committed without a Sharia-based proofs. So there it is, very clear. Even if something is found out, don't blame the daughter-in-law. So Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliya, so beautiful madani pearls that he gives, madani advices. He says, believe me, shaitan can also place the amulet, that is, that whatever evil, that spell that can be found, at such a place of the house where one of the family members come across it, so that domestic violence erupts. You know, in such situations, obviously, it is a situation of heightened hostility and tension, and it can yield to such, it lead to probable, you know, eruption of violence in the house if you don't consider the advice or the channels that are provided by the Sharia, and you start accusing the daughter-in-law. In such cases, it becomes a disaster, and it can become one that is a volatile situation that can be even take many years to solve and become such a disastrous and difficult situation that can even lead to a break of ties, because of simply something that we cannot prove according to Sharia. So Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuh Ma'al-Aliyah, he advises us that to take extreme precaution and to be extremely careful and to be very, very particular about accusation that we can level, that we can label at somebody, especially our daughters-in-law. Now he writes further, and this is the last point, he mentioned that for the daughter-in-law not observe Shari'i veil with the brother-in-law is haram. Aha. For the daughter-in-law, she has to observe Shari'i veil, that she must be very particular, and this should be very important aspect of the elders, that they should ensure that there is this type of Shari'i, of there is hijab, there is parda that is maintained with the brother-in-law, because this situation is a very disastrous and dangerous one. And this, as Amir al-Sunnah puts it, that it is a haram act leading to hell if there is no proper system of hijab or parda that is being maintained at home. This is all important, that the brother-in-law and the father-in-law and mother-in-law should enforce. Despite being capable of doing so, they will also become sinners. So in today's episode, we have learned how important it is that we ourselves, we should try our utmost best in as far as we are concerned, being that the in-laws, we are receiving somebody else's daughter. We are now ourselves, we have come now to receive this particular daughter-in-law that comes to our home. Now, as far as Islam teaches, how do we ourselves now take this somebody else's daughter into our home, into our lives, and bearing in mind that she is the wife of our son, and now that how do we maintain such balance? How do we ourselves ensure that the good Islamic environment? So the advices that has been given are of extreme important advices that should be taken very seriously, and that should be taken into consideration, and that are advices that are relevant even in today's modern day in life. And if they are implemented, inshallah azza wa jalla, you see the success of it in this dunya as well as great success of it in the akhirah. And if it is rather for us to maintain that good Islamic environment at home, that we all in today's time, most of us think it's a pipe dream, of which is not, it is possible. It's just we have made life complicated. We have made our life more complicated because we are following other people's cultures. We have now adopted the values that have nothing to do with our deen. We have given the fantasy love and affection, be it as a mother-in-law, be it as a daughter-in-law, be it as a father-in-law, be it as a son-in-law, be it as a husband, be it as a wife. If we have adopted other ways, so-called modern ways, which are contrary to the teachings of the Quran, which are contrary to the teachings and the perfect example of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then know and understand that we actually ourselves, we have nothing else to expect of success other than disaster. Even if it appears that in our homes there is laughter, there is joy, there is happiness, but the ultimate and the disaster of it is that the children that come of this home which does not have good Islamic environment, there are children that will be born without true love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul. And such type of children, they can become danger to us, as we have learned in the beginning, especially for the father, and as well as the mother, as well as the grandparents as well, the in-laws. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the purpose of Dawat Islami, to educate us and to assist us to inculcate a life that is true life of love and affection at home. Allah make it easy for all of us to be practical Muslims and to establish good Islamic environment at home. Ameen. Bijayin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the mercy.